all about science and discovery here on the show, Kelly.
Are we?
If you have listened to the show only once, and you're
I've only listened to the show only once.
What are Ben and Kelly all about? Let me describe.
Okay.
We are all about learning.
Uh-huh.
All about education.
All right.
Science.
Yeah.
We may mix in a little bit of humor.
Yeah, got it. Okay.
All right, so space.
Uh-huh.
We've been going up there for about 50 years.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, NASA claims in the 50 years that we've been going up there that there has been no nookie-nookie, no lovemaking, no sweet, passionate planets colliding.
Because they have a job to do.
Well,
right?
Sure. Maybe there's not as much leisure time.
That's their office. That's where they're reporting for work.
Now, this is just NASA reporting. I know there have been plenty of other countries that have made it to space, so maybe they have studied what is now being proposed.
Hey, cosmonauts, what you been doing?
Right? But they are now thinking that, you know what? At least one professor is saying there needs to be more serious research into lovemaking in zero gravity.
One professor is saying, hey, why aren't we studying that? Why do we need to study that?
Professor Dave says, my colleagues and I believe that space tourism companies haven't adequately prepared for the consequences of people joining what we would call the Carman Line Club. That is apparently the line where you leave the Earth's atmosphere and enter space.
Aren't these like tourist trips to space like 10 minutes?
Well, right now they are, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But Kelly, I can get a lot done in 10 minutes. Let's be honest. Come on now.
We're all in one big capsule. Like, there aren't private rooms on these rockets.
Yet. And so they're saying, one of the concerns, lack of gravity, make it difficult for partners to remain close, press against each other.
You know what I think? I think the scientists got this idea because they saw the shape of the Blue Origin rocket.
You think the Blue Origin rocket,
they're like, you know what?
Wiener rocket, they're like, you know what? Maybe. Should probably discover this.
Maybe.
Study this because, you know, I mean, as we are venturing out further and further into space, it's going to take longer and longer, and you're going to have more downtime, we'll say.
More downtime in space.
As you're maybe traveling to Mars, per se.
We need to see if that's possible.
And just, you know, the effects of not only the lovemaking, Kelly, but what if there's a pregnancy? What if there's a birth that happens in space?
We need to study that.
Why not?
You need to
be prepared.
No, I don't.
I've only taken a semester of pre-med.
Oh.
Kelly, if I were up in space and I'm the only person that's there, then I've got to scrub in and figure out.
Scrub in and figure out?
How to deliver a baby.
In zero gravity.
I
think this is, we're safe to not dedicate any time or resources. They're not giving them grant money, are they? Have they asked for volunteers yet?
I was going to say, Kelly, how expensive could this be? You wouldn't have to pay anybody. Be like, hey, by the way, Carol, Tim. Carol and Tim.
And Tim, you've been volunteered.
You guys want to figure this out?
This is the dumbest thing I've heard.
It's not the dumbest, Kelly.
It is the dumbest.
There are plenty of other dumb things.
Listen, NASA, I'm shaking my head at you. I'm rolling my eyes as much as I can. NASA, we need to direct our attention to something else. There's much in space to study. We don't need to direct our attention to this.
Right now, there's at least one professor.
Professor Dave, who is saying
this is something that needs to be studied. It hasn't gotten the green check mark from NASA yet.
Oh, it hasn't.
No,
gotcha.
No.
Does Dave work for NASA, or is it just like putting something in the suggestion box for NASA?
Maybe that's what he's doing.
Is Dave single? How old is Dave?
Dave's looking for a date.
I feel as though this is Dave's. He's shooting his shot. He's like, listen, traditional dating hasn't worked for me.
Who wants to be the first?
If we put it under the umbrella of a study, then I'll have some better luck
with
the ladies.
Now, like I said at the beginning of this, NASA has said that they have not known of any of the lovemaking to happen in outer space.
Got it.
That doesn't mean that some shifty astronauts haven't already figured out how to do it.
All right, so we're going to need to, like, gather up all the astronauts that have been in space
well,
for
Kelly,
another
debriefing.
Well,
you've made out with Buzz Aldrin, so...
I didn't make... It was Neil Armstrong.
Oh, sorry.
And it was accidental.
Exactly.
He was on a stage in front of a crowd. In fact, his wife.
All right,
his
well...
His much younger wife.
You know, so anyways. All right, so yes... Space, the final frontier.
Oh, Professor Dave, thanks for the suggestion, but I feel like NASA is going to... No, no. Listen, they don't have a sound system in the rockets, do they? In space shuttles?
In the...
The space shuttle or the space international space station?
Kelly, radio waves are up in the atmosphere.
Oh, okay.
You can get radio waves anywhere.
We can make a mixtape.
Right?
For
astronauts.
If a rocket is a rocket.
Don't come a knocking. Yeah. All right, it's 99.7 DJX.